Today, we'd like to see the title of the higher rock in Psalms chapter 60, 61. To anoint words of people through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three questions. Number one, in 64, you have given a banner to those who fear you, that it may be displayed because of the truth, Selah. What does it mean, and how can we apply it to our lives? Question 2. In 60:11, give us help from trouble, for the help of man is useless. Why is the help of man useless? And when the world is out of order, how should we, the children of God, live in the world? Question 3. In 61 verse 2, from the end of the earth I would cry to you when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. What does it mean in the context, and how can we apply it to our lives? First of all, you may see the background map, Palestine during the time of David and Solomon. So particularly today's chapters talk about Edom area south, Moab right hand side, you know, Philistia, you know, left hand side, also Succoth Valley, the Jordan right hand side, then left side, and Shechem, those things, the source, you know, over there, the bottom line, website address. Psalm 60 had note to the chief musician upon Shuban Adus, Mikatam of David, to teach when he strove with Aram, Nanharaim, that's a Hebrew word, with the Aram Jobab, when Joab returned and smote of Edom in the valley of a Psalter, 12,000. To the chief musician, this one, New King James Version, said to Lily of the Testimony. So over there is the Shebun Adder's meaning, Lily of Testimony. A Mikatam of David, Mikatam meaning cover sentimentally, right? For teaching when he fought against Mesopotamia and Syria of Joba, Mesopotamia area, today's Iraq, you know, some, you know, Syria, you know, might include there. Joab returned and killed 12,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt. In Valley of Salt is the Dead Sea, is around there. David composed this Psalm 60 to the chief musician, saying to Lily of Testimony, or to trumpet of testimony. Likely David's testimony in the harmony of a trumpet, in order to teach to cover apt, he fought to Syria in Mesopotamia area. He and Joab turned back to destroy the invading 12,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt. In the references over the 2 Samuel chapter 8, 1 and 2, 1 Chronicles 18, 1 and 2, 2 Samuel chapter 8, 1 and 2, after this it came to a pass that David attacked the Philistines, the west side, and subdued them. And David took a Metak Amar from the hand of the Philistines, western side, to the Gaza area. Then he defeated Moab. Moab is east side, east Moab. Forcing them down to the ground, he measured them off with a line. With two lines, he measured off those to be put to death. With one full line, those to kept alive. So Moabites became David's servants and brought tribute. First Chronicle 18:1-2. After this it came to pass that David attacked the Philistines and subdued them and took Gath, its town, from the hand of Philistine. Then he defeated Moab, and the Moabite became David's servants and brought tributes. Then, you know, Edom defeated as well. Psalms 61, head note to the chief musician upon Negina, a psalm of David. To the chief musician, Negina is a stringed instrument, a psalm of David. David composed this Psalm 61 to the chief musician on a stringed instrument, where he probably was fleeing from Absalom in 2 Samuel 15:14. So David said to all his servants who were with him at Jerusalem, "Arise and let us flee, or we shall not escape from Absalom. Make haste to depart, lest he overtook us suddenly." He is Absalom, Absalom's man, "and bring disaster upon us and strike the city with the edge of the sword." Chapter 60, verse 1, "O God, you have cast us off, you have broken us down, you have been displeased, O restore us again." Because Israel's cities were invaded by Edom in the south, while David fought against Syria in north, "Restore us again." David asked God to restore Israelites. Verse 2, "You have made the earth tremble, you have broken it, heal its breaches, for it is shaking." God's strength is described through the earthquake. Verse 3, "You have shown you people hard things." Edom's invasion matters were hard things to Israelites. "You have made us drink the wine of confusion." Confusion or astonishment. God's people were confused or astonished with Edom's invasion matters. For the hard time to God's people, often God wants us to be closer to God. For example, Job's hard time. Verse 4, question 1. "You have given a banner to those who fear you, that it may be displayed because of the truth, Selah." The truth of God's word gives you the motive to work like a banner of soldiers to fight for victory. The meditating the truth of the word leads you, the children of God, to work by the Spirit. John 16:13. "However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you in all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come." Psalm 1:2. "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night." Verse 5, "That your beloved may be delivered." This from the verse 4, "Those who are beloved by God may be delivered." "Save with your right hand and hear me." David asked God to save and hear him, according to truth of his word. Verse 6 through 8, "God has spoken in his holiness." God spoke in his holiness, set apart from the world. Up to verse 8, everything is in his control. "I will rejoice, I will divide Shechem and measure out the value of Sukkot, given by God to Israel through Abraham. And Joshua see the above map." Genesis chapter 16 says, "Abraham passed through the land to the place of Shechem," right here, "as far as Terebinth tree of Morah, and Canaanites were then in the land." Joshua 13:27. "And in the valley Beth Haram, Beth Nimara, Sukkot," right here, "and Jotham, The rest of the kingdom, Sion king of Heshbon, with Jordan at its border, as far as the edge of the Sea of Chinnereth over its Galilee Sea, on the other side of Jordan eastwards. Then, verse 7, Gilead is Gilead, a region or mountains located east of Jordan River, Genesis 31:2. And so he fled with all that he had. He rode across the river, right side, head toward the mountains of Gilead. Manasseh from Judah, those parcels were given to the three tribes of 12 tribes of Israel. My lawgiver, Messiah, was coming from the lineage of David in Judah. That's why Judah is my lawgiver. Verse 8, Moab is my worshipper. Moab is the Edom, Easter. Over Edom, I will cast my shoe. Like Edom is outside, like a shoe. Philistia shout in triumph because of me. Philistia is west. God allowed Philistia had triumphed over David's troops. While David was meditating the truth of his word in verses 4 and 5, shout triumph because of me. Who will bring me to the strong city? Who will lead me, Edom? Who bring me to strong city? The strong city might be the city of Philistia, today Gaza region, or the city of Petra, the rock city. Who lead to Edom? Who? God the Almighty would bring David's troops there. So David's heart of defeat was changed to the strength and victory of God. Is it not of you, God, who cast off, and you, O God, who did not go out with our armies? God the Almighty doesn't forsake Israelites, so not over God. O God, who did not go out with our armies, God would go out with David's troops. That's rhetorical questions. Verse 11. Question 2. Give us help from trouble. Help David's troops from the Edom and Philistines' troubles. For the help of a man is useless. The help of a fragile man, like the Almighty God, is useless or profitless. Verse 12, through God will do valiantly, for it is he who shall tread down our enemies. David's troops will fight bravely against enemies, because the Almighty God will defeat them. Even if the enemies surrounded Israel, David believed that God would help his troops triumph. We should learn from here. Even if the world seems out of control today, God is in control. And so, through him, he will be triumphant. Now, chapter 61. This one is probably Absalom, you know, the rebellion situation. Hear my cry, O God, attend to my prayer. David never expected that Absalom, his third son, rebelled against David, desperately praying to God. From the end of the earth I will cry to you. While David was fleeing suddenly from Absalom, he was away from home in death. Unfamiliar territory. But the wonderful thing is that our God is omnipresent. David was able to pray to God from any place as well as from any time, because our God neither slumbers nor sleeps. Psalm 121:4, behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. David's heart is overwhelmed by a lot of problems caused by Absalom's rebellion. Lead me to the rock higher than I. David asked the Lord to his strong rock and his salvation, higher than David's present status. Psalm 62:1-6. Truly my soul silently waits for God. From him comes my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. Verse 3, for you have been a shelter for me. God is a defense for David, a strong tower from the enemy. The walls of the city had the towers of defense. They were the real fortress of strength. God has become the fortress of strength. God is a strong tower which enemy never defeats. I will abide in your tabernacle forever. David confessed that he would live in God's place forever, which means either life, physical life, or physical death. Absent from the body or present with the Lord, David lasted trusted in the place. David rested trust or faith in the place ruled by God. We should learn David's lasting trust, faith, or confidence in the shelter of God's wings, the place ruled by God or God's kingdom, even in the miserable, difficult times of his life. 2 Corinthians 5:7-9. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, yes, well pleased, rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Therefore we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well pleasing to him. Verse 5, for you, O God, have heard my vows. David's vow was praise God, sing praise to your name forever. In verse 8, you have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. David was able to perform the vows to praise God through both the good and difficult times of his life upon lasting faith in the Lord. Verse 6, you will prolong the king's life. David reminded God's promise or Davidic covenant, knowing him not to be killed by Absalom. His years as many generations, the King David's years are as many generations through Jesus Christ. 2 Samuel 7:6. And your house, your kingdom, shall be established forever for you. Your throne shall be established forever. Verse 7, he shall abide before God forever. The King David shall live before God forever. David brought the Davidic covenant to God. Then, prepare mercy and truth which may preserve him. Ask the Lord to give comfort and forgiveness and truth of his word to preserve David. Here will the Lord place your trust in the Lord. Here is David's covenant. Place your life in his hands. So you always trust in the Lord or his word, promise, and place your life in his hand. Verse 8, so I will sing praise to your name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. Upon David's unwavering faith, David was able to perform his vows to praise God through the good and difficult times of his life. So we'll sing all together at the last song. Is Blue Book Maranatha song page 57 number 4